At 9:53 in the Tower of London, every evening, a ceremony takes place. It's a military ceremony. And as far as people know, it's the oldest military ceremony in the world. And an honour guard with the chief warder of the tower makes their way around the tower carrying keys. And at each door and at each gate, they are challenged. Who comes there? And the reply is, the keys. And the reply comes back, whose keys? And the master of the tower replies, Queen Elizabeth's keys. And as they wander around, making their procession all around the tower at that time of the evening, they get access because of Queen Elizabeth's keys. No other name will make way for them. No one else or no door or gate will open. And that reminds me of what Jesus said. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The only way we get access to God is through the name of Jesus Christ himself. No other name, no other way, no other access. Jesus. I remember what Matthew's Gospel wrote when the baby was being named at that first Christmas, and the angel spoke to Joseph, said, his name is to be Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. It's unique in its provision. Unique. Nobody else can do it. Jesus saves from sins. And then it's unique in its power. Listen to these verses of scripture now. I'll get there now. It's unique in healing at the gate called Beautiful. In the book of Acts, there a lame man sits helpless and hopeless, crying out for money. And the two disciples, Peter and John, said, we've got no money. But then Peter turned to him and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And he rose up. And he walked. There was healing in his name. There's forgiveness in his name. The apostle says again, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved and by which we must be forgiven. And that's the name of Jesus. It's unique in its provision, unique in its power, and finally, it's unique in its proclamation. It's for everybody, every nation, every man, every woman. What does it say in Luke's Gospel, chapter 24? These words, it says, verse 47, and beginning at Jerusalem, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Repentance and forgiveness of sins be proclaimed in his name, in Jesus' name. No other name, no other way. And reminded finally of the old hymn that says, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears. Whose name? The name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. God bless you.